This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You've got toll-free numbers that you can call in here with, and you can bring up anything you want. The numbers are 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We started out talking about some comments from the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, William Weld. He is a former Republican governor of Massachusetts, which should be enough reason to not nominate him. But they went ahead and nominated him anyway because the Libertarians have been infiltrated and taken over by Republicans. It's a sad story, but, you know, that's the short version.
And him screwing over the Libertarian Party of New York a decade ago is another good reason not to nominate the guy.
Have you told that story on the air?
I don't know if I have, but I can very quickly. In 2006, the Libertarian Party chose to nominate William Weld for governor. Weld was simultaneously seeking the Republican nomination because New York allows fusion. Weld swore up and down, told the Libertarian Party. He said, "I will not back out regardless of what happens in the Republican race." He loses, backs out because, well, me being on the ballot will hurt the Republican Party, so I'm backing out. And then left them scrambling a couple months or several weeks before the election to find someone to be their nominee.
And, you know, people can change. I'll give people credit for that. They can change.
People can change.
This guy apparently is still a lover of the idea of the state. He's calling for a task force of 1,000 FBI agents to investigate supposed Islamic terrorism, to combat Islamic State adherence in the United States. He's advocating for a snitch line. This news brought us to a larger discussion about Muslims. Mark, you've been receiving information from people. How true it is, I don't know. But they've been making claims about these people being Muslims. And someone sent you a video where there's some speaker on a stage addressing what appears to be a population of Muslim audience, a fairly large number, maybe a few hundred folks in the audience. They raise their hands to indicate that they claim they are moderate Muslims, and further that they believe that men and women should be separated or should sit separately. Further that they believe that stoning is an appropriate punishment for adultery, for instance. Am I misspeaking any of this?
He also mentioned homosexuality and sort of suggested that the idea of advocating for stoning for homosexuals is not radical.
So the suggestion here being that these are this is the normal viewpoint of Muslims. Now, as I pointed out, the video that you were sharing with us, which we haven't played the content on the air, you just sort of recapped it for us. But we did watch it in the studio briefly here. And Will Coley's on the line. He's with Muslims for Liberty. He says he's seen it, and this video's made its rounds over the last 3 years. And presuming it hasn't been hacked to bits as far as the inserts of this audience raising their hand, that those things actually happened at this event, whatever it is. Of course, the woman who posted it on Facebook didn't post any kind of information about where this was filmed, what was this event, what was the discussion that was happening. So we have no idea what the context is. Will, were you ever able to determine the sort of the origins of this video? Do we have Will? Will Coley? Will on the line with us here? I don't know. Maybe we've semi-lost his signal here.
He did say, and
he's still connected.
He said in response to that that you know, we being Muslims have our radicals just like any religion has its radicals, suggesting that the people at this these are radicals, not mainstream Muslims. And I certainly don't know. I can tell you there are plenty of people out there that would like me to believe that these are mainstream Muslims. I just don't know the answer.
I've got them back.
Mainstream Muslims are not stoning a lot of adulterers here in the United States. I don't frankly know what's going on in other countries, but it doesn't seem like you're getting a lot of stoning there either.
He's back on the line with us, by the way. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we've got you now. You were telling us a story about, like, Mark, you'd asked a specific question about, well, what back in Muhammad's day happened when it came to adultery. Were there stonings? Was that the prescription for what the appropriate punishment was supposed to be for that? You cited an example. The one example you're aware of was a woman who had come to Muhammad and had demanded that she be put on trial, even though he was trying to talk her out of it, trying to, you know, just kind of move her along and get her back to her life. She demanded that she be put on trial, ultimately was found guilty or responsible, and then sentenced to stoning. And so I just wanted to clarify, was Muhammad, was that the punishment? Was that what was advocated for? And if so, why was Muhammad trying to keep her away from that? I find the story to be a little confusing.
Well, in Islamic legal theory, forgiveness is always paramount. Covering up the sins of your neighbor is also paramount. So if you see your neighbor doing something that they probably shouldn't be doing, like, I don't know, cheating on their wife or drinking at home, you're not supposed to go out looking to find people doing those things. And if you do, you're not supposed to expose them. Hmm. You're supposed to just keep that to yourself. And even in the case of murder, there was a man whose brother was murdered, and the murderer was tried and convicted and sentenced to be executed for murder. And the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the victim's brother to forgive him. And when the brother made it clear he was thirsty for blood, Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said, "Then you are no different than him," meaning the murderer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the man was kind of thrown off by that and decided to forgive the man. And that's what's always shown over and over again, is that you should always err on the side of caution and forgiveness. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to once have said, "I would rather let a guilty man go free than punish a man who is innocent."
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you sharing the story here. What do you think about William Weld's statement? We've been talking about it throughout the show tonight. You ran against him as the first ever Muslim American to run for vice president in the United States. Unfortunately, you did not get the nomination, as our friend Daryl W. Perry also did not get the presidential nomination, and they ended up nominating these two Republicans, Gary Johnson and William Weld. Now you've got William Weld saying he wants to have a 1,000-agent task force to combat Islamic State adherence in the United States, and a snitch line where he claims Muslims could inform on radicalism. But of course, we also know anyone can call the snitch line. They're not going to be able to tell whether a caller is Muslim or not. What do you think about that?
Well, you already have programs like that set up in a lot of places. Like here in the state of Tennessee, we have what they call the Tennessee Muslim Rapid Response. And part of what they do is if they see signs of that kind of thing, they have a relationship with the Department of Homeland Security and with the FBI in order to get counseling for these people before having to worry about moving against them criminally. So you already have those kinds of things set up in a lot of communities. We've even seen where, like in California, where Dobby lives at, the community turning in someone that they thought was an adherent of radicalism, it turned out to be one of the FBI's own informants.
Yeah.
They informed
on him multiple times. I said a couple. It should have been multiple.
Yeah, so they tried to turn this guy in. It turned out that he was there trying to gin up some radicalism in a mosque in California, and the mosque so turned off by it that they were turning him in, like, telling the FBI, like, "You should come get this crazy man. He's saying some really crazy." And it turned out, well, the FBI didn't come get him because it was their guy, you know? Right. Like, no, we know he's there. He's supposed to be trying to get one of your teenagers to fall for it. You know, and that's basically what happens, is it's just like the gangs in the 90s. They find isolated, disenfranchised people between the ages of 12 and 35. They sell them an idea of belonging to something, of being accepted by something, and convince them to do something that they wouldn't otherwise do. With the Oregon attack, the Christmas tree lighting, that guy actually tried to leave Oregon and go to Alaska, and they blocked him from being able to do that. So, you know,
you really never know anymore what really is going on.
Will, thanks for weighing in here tonight. Always appreciate your perspective. Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty, MuslimsTheNumber4Liberty.org is his website. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. 855-453, 855-450-3733, or Skype in like Will did at LRN.FM.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got the Jack's wallet, the newest Bitcoin wallet on the scene. Also, you can store Ether and DAO tokens. And when I say store, I guess I mean you store the private keys that allow you to access those things. But that gets a little more complicated as to how the Bitcoin blockchain actually works. Anyway, Jax allows you to access your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. And Bitcoin and Ether are the number one and two most popular cryptocurrencies in the world right now. Ether's been shooting up a little bit as well in price, hitting a new high of over $18 just within the last 24 hours. And right now, Bitcoin just hit $730 on Bitfinex within the last hour. It's jumped up $30+. So it's been an incredible last month.
It's a real run for Bitcoin, I gotta say.
You can grab some, you can grab your Jax wallet for free over at Jax.io. It's JAXX.io. It's available through the app stores, Google or Apple, or through their website. You can download it for Windows, Mac, Linux. You can even get a browser plugin for Chrome or Firefox, and again, of course, iOS and Android devices. This is a cross-platform wallet, and it's super smooth and easy to use. Highly recommend this. Free Talk Live has endorsed the Jax wallet. It's also being programmed and created by a Free Talk Live listener, which is pretty cool.
That much is true. My wife just got hers all set up today. We had gone through some steps to get it done, but we finalized it all today, the pairing of them. And the quote from her, well, one quote from her is, "Oh, that's nice." And so she enjoyed the wallet and found it very easy to use. I did watch last night some Ethereum videos on YouTube.
Oh, really?
And because I've had a difficult time sort of wrapping my head around Ethereum, exactly what it is.
It's more than just a cryptocurrency.
It is, well, it is a cryptocurrency.
Ethereum has a cryptocurrency.
It has a cryptocurrency component to it.
Right.
But the quote I liked from some guy who's involved in Ethereum, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, was Bitcoin is, crowdsourced money or something. He referred to Bitcoin as money and Ethereum as law. The idea is that what Bitcoin could do for money, Ethereum could eliminate basically every form of law besides criminal law. And then, you know, I don't know how long it could take to eliminate that, but contract law, probate, all these things where you pay huge amounts of money to have things done, to get things done, Ethereum can eliminate that. And
in theory, it can.
In theory, of course, people have to agree.
Right, but the reason I say in theory, there are some things that, you know, you can have set up through smart contracts to where when X, then Y, and a computer makes sure that Y.
Yep.
But there are other things, like a will, that you can't have a computer automatically hand all of my possessions to you, Mark.
You can if your money is quantified in Ethereum, Ether.
No, my possessions are more than my money.
Yeah, well, it would.
I have a book collection that is not stored online, that is not connected to Bitcoin.
Right, but did you?
Smart contract can't hand you the books when I die.
Sure, nothing can hand you the books. Probate law can't hand you the books. Right? Like some judge says, all right, the government has enacted your will, and after taking half of everything you own, we decide that, or half of everything the deceased owns.
Well, they only take half if I have over $10 million worth of stuff.
Then, the rest of the stuff gets handed out this way, and this way. They don't hand you books, they just give you a judgment. Well, the judgment can come through Ether in the same way that you didn't have to hire the judge and have the government take half your money.
Well, all of these are theoretical at this point. Ethereum is a platform on which things that you're describing could be built, as I understand it. Ethereum
are being built, yep.
Are being built. Ethereum is allowing for new ideas into with this whole DAO thing, for instance, the decentralized autonomous organization, which is basically a way to have a company without knowing who's involved in the company, not like your sort of typical corporation where there's a board of directors and everyone knows who they are. This is a way to create a business that does things, in theory. Again, we're just on the cusp, the beginning edge of this whole concept of people can just buy into these DAO tokens and they have voting rights within this organization and they can vote and propose things as far as what the organization should do. So those are the DAO tokens. That's one aspect of the Jax wallet.
Yep.
At JAXX.io. But yeah, Ethereum is interesting, and I think that obviously the marketplace is responding. I mean, look at the price of it. It is certainly clearly the number two cryptocurrency out there right now. It's probably worth learning a lot more about although right now the applications don't exactly exist. I remember Christopher David was explaining it when we had him on the show as basically a large computer, like that Ethereum. Ethereum is a decentralized computing platform that can allow for these smart contracts that you're talking about, or wills, or whatever it is. So how all of that becomes real, how that, you know, will manifest, we have not yet seen that. The platform is there. Now people have to start building on it.
And working, yeah.
So we'll keep you in the loop as more interesting things develop in that world. Meanwhile, go to Jax.io, grab your Jax wallet, J-A-X-X.io, as we go to the phones to the fun. Tim, in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now,
yes,
I wanted to actually talk with Will Coley that you he left before I got a chance to sort of rake him over the coals, if you will, because I know he's your friend. I know he believes in what he's saying. Okay, I'm not saying that he's incorrect in what he believes, because it's his belief. But the sense that I get from him is that no matter what Islamic adherents do, it's okay.
He's specifically decried the violence of these radicals out there. So no, well, that's not okay.
The impression I get from him is this, is that people who do things that are, Muslims that do things that don't fit his vision of Islam are basically not following Islam. So to some extent, he can just essentially kick anybody out of Islam in his mind, in that way. Now, he may be right. He may be wrong. I don't know the answers to that. But at some point or another, you sort of begin sounding like an apologist for the behavior if you keep saying, well, that's not really Muslim, or that's not really Muslim,
same time, Mark, when, rational Christians decry and denounce things that are being done by Westboro Baptist Church, nobody's trying to say, oh, you're just sympathizing for those people that are complete a-holes.
Well, Westboro Baptist Church is one small organization, but you can say, for instance, if there are a bunch of different...
There are a bunch of people that claim to be Christians that support what Westboro Baptist Church does. They're not out there necessarily standing on the street with them, but they're like, I'm glad somebody's doing that and standing up to the gays for Jesus.
There's probably some.
Well, Tim? Anyway, what I'm saying about, the thing I wanted to ask Will, really, and actually, as far as that video goes, that he says it's been circulating for years. What I hear, actually, this is Paul Joseph Watson, who's one of Alex Jones's reporters. He lives in London. He's seen the video for quite. Actually, he just put it out again, and I'm not sure if that's exactly why it was just put just sent to you. But the thing is, he says it was in Norway. It was in Norway. This is Europe.
I did hear the word Norway.
Yeah, we thought Mark did. Say that. Stand by, Tim, if you want to continue the discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-750-7109 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-750-7109. That's 800-750-7109. Again, 800-750-7109.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've done a little bit of digging here and found some more out about this video, this mystery video with the guy speaking to a large audience that is apparently out of Norway, as Tim in Wyoming just revealed to us here. And I believe I've found more information about that. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
And want to invite you over to ShireSociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration there, and it's a personal declaration of independence for you. And it can be private. You can just print it out, sign it, and keep it. Or you can publicly sign it on the website. It is up to you. The Shire Society is not a membership organization. There is no board of directors. There's no one to influence. There's no one to make a decision about who can and can't join. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to join the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com. Also,
we do have a loyalty oath, though, a pledge.
It's a declaration.
Okay.
And you're declaring your independence. There's nothing about loyalty or oath in there. You can go read it for yourself at ShireSociety.com. Mark, did you ever sign the Shire Society declaration?
Yes.
And Daryl, you did as well,
yes.
Correct? And I was there when the original document was signed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, back when it was a really cool event in 2010. So go to ShireSociety.com. You can sign up there. And also, plan your move. If you love liberty and you care about freedom, it doesn't matter what your religion is. If you care about liberty, you want to work towards it, then get to New Hampshire as quickly as possible. There are thousands of people who are converging here in New Hampshire. Thousands of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people who really love the ideas of freedom. This is happening. We're making headway here that no libertarian movement anywhere in the world is making. It's exciting to be part of it. So go to ShireSociety.com and get started there. As we go back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, go ahead with further thoughts on the video here. You were just telling us that it's out of Norway. You're welcome to continue.
Right, you were saying you just actually were researching it right there, and you can hear that the speaker says, "Turn the cameras. I want the cameras to face the audience." He has mm-hmm. to face the audience, and I mean, I haven't seen the video. I've only heard the audio of it, but unless it was clips put together from other events or something like that, I would think that what he's showing or what the video is showing is real. I wouldn't say that it's a fake video. People are saying that when they see this video, they're saying this is what Islam actually, or what actually represents Islam. They're saying they're not extremists. They're saying they're not terrorists. They're not going to literally go out and start attacking people for their beliefs, but they do believe those things. Or they were for their lack of belief, rather. If they don't believe in Islam, if they deny the prophet, so to speak. And I mean, there are people that say that they're not extremists as well. And they'll say that you cannot say something against Muhammad or against Allah. Allah is just the name of God. It's an Arabic name of God. But,
mm-hmm.
but basically, if they're saying you cannot say something against Muhammad, they'll say all kinds of things against Jesus, but they say, hold on.
I've never heard a Muslim say anything against Jesus.
Sorry.
It's my understanding that he's a prophet, too.
Well, pardon me?
I was saying I've never heard a Muslim say anything against Jesus. It's my understanding that he's considered a prophet, too, but they may not consider him to be the first begotten.
They don't consider him to be the Messiah, but they consider him to be a prophet like Abraham.
Correct.
Of course. I mean, there's that right there, but at the same time, I mean, they're denying. They say if you deny... If you deny the supposed divinity of Muhammad, then you're evil. But they will.
Well, the Christians will also say if you deny the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell.
Well, no. What I'm saying is the Muslims will say they will deny the divinity of Jesus, but they say if you deny the divinity of Muhammad, then you're wrong. You're evil.
No, they don't say that Muhammad's divine. He was just the prophet chosen by God to deliver the Quran.
Okay, well, there's the same thing could be said for the Mormons talking about Joseph Smith, but at the same time, okay, I'm not going to go into Mormonism, but anyway, I didn't want to just keep going on about this subject. There was something else I wanted to bring up too. Which
All right, sure.
The fact that Jesse Ventura's case against Chris Kyle for unjust enrichment has been thrown out. They vacated his judgment. He had $1.35 million judgment.
Plus total of 1.8.
Well, it was 1.8 total. Well, 1.85 basically. 1.35 million plus $500,000. So 1.85. But 1.8. It was actually on townhall.com. I was just reading about it. But the thing is, I mean, this is what Jesse Ventura has said. Now, because Chris Kyle was able to unjustly enrich himself, and this is the basis of his case. And through defamation of Jesse Ventura's character, because he was able to unjust, and the court threw this out because they said there was no contract between the two of them, but because he was able to unjustly enrich himself through defamation of Jesse Ventura's character, that means that anyone anywhere can do the same thing. They can say Mark Edge, they can say Daryl W. Perry, they can say me, they can say anyone else. Sorry, Mark, I don't know what your last name is, so I can't.
Edge.
I want to say Edge. Okay, Mark Edge. They can say any of the people who are on Free Talk Live are pieces of garbage and this, that, and the other, and they can make all kinds of money on saying, you know, defaming your character. And the court has decided, and if they use this as a precedent, they can decide that, okay, whatever anybody says about you and makes money off of it is just fine, and, you know, and everybody looks at you now like you're garbage. Now, that's the way people have been looking at Jesse Ventura ever since the book American Sniper was put out. Because
Do you know why he didn't get him for slander or libel?
Pardon?
Do you know why Ventura didn't sue him for slander or libel?
Well, actually, he did. I think he was suing him for libel. It was libelous. It was libelous.
It was libelous, yeah.
Defamatory in his book.
Right. He sued. Jesse Ventura sued for defamation of character. He cannot sue for either slander or libel because he's a public figure.
Mm. I see.
And public figures
have the same protections.
Are not under the same protections. So, well, Tim, your claim that somebody could say something about you, you would have more protection because you are not a public figure.
Unlike Mark, who is on the radio.
Pardon?
Unlike Mark,
I don't even have my own Wikipedia page. Facebook and Twitter don't even bother to make me verify who I am. I mean, do I really count?
You're public, Mark. You're on the radio, and you've got your own podcast as well. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Let's go to George in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, eh?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, George. What's on your mind tonight?
So when you guys talk about Islam, it's really funny because, like, you kind of know what you're talking about, but then you guys say something, and then it just totally, like, kills what you said that made sense.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, just a minute ago, that other, I don't know what his name is, but he said that in Islam, Jesus is not considered Messiah, which is crap, because he is considered Messiah in Islam.
When you say Messiah, you mean the Son of God?
No, the chosen one. That's what Messiah means. Messiah doesn't mean son of God. You guys,
I was going to actually say something like that and sort of talk to Daryl about the difference between the Christ and Messiah. Like, I believe it's pretty clear that Jesus was a Messiah. There's no doubt. But there have been plenty of Messiahs. They're just basically people that caused some kind of dramatic change. The Christ, on the other hand, is some kind of evolution of that term, meaning the, you know,
it's chosen Greek one of God. Term.
Yeah, that's the Greek. Yep.
And Messiah is the Hebrew term.
But they don't mean exactly the same thing, as I understand.
Well, no, if you put the
anointed one. Anointed one is what Messiah
in
means.
In front of it.
That he's anointed by God. You know, in Islam, they say that Jesus is the word of God manifested into a human being, which is almost similar to what the Christians believe, but more close to what the Nazarenes would have believed, who were the first Christians who regarded Jesus as a prophet and the Messiah, not as
God. All right.
God.
Interesting clarification. If you want, stand by, George. We can bring you back here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Yep, we'll continue, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live moments remain here. If you dial now, you can join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username LRN, Don FM. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And you can help support Free Talk Live by joining the Free Talk Live AMP program. Mark, what does AMP stand for?
AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what it is an opportunity to support Free Talk Live, which is it's a pretty unique venture. The idea is that anybody can call in anytime from 7 to 10, talk to us about an issue, and we'll take it from a liberty perspective. You can't find that, really, anywhere on the radio in the world. And we're on 170 stations. So it's the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you think this unique liberty outreach program is worth it, then $5 a month, it's the price of a cup of fancy coffee.
It makes a big difference for us when you join AMP, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. We got George on the line in Canada clarifying some issues that we might have had tonight between Muslims and Christians and stuff we said. Go ahead, George.
Okay, so, yeah, again, Jesus is considered the Messiah in Islam, so that means the Anointed One. And that he's the Word of God manifested into human flesh.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I mean, it's my understanding that...
Would you like me to quote the verse for you?
In the Quran?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, sure. No problem. Quran. I have to go through all these verses that I have, though. It's going to take me a minute. You can probably search this yourself, but just search.
So my understanding is what Daryl said was correct, is that the Muslims look at Jesus as a prophet in a long series of prophets, and that Muhammad was the...
But a very special prophet, because he's mentioned 25 times in the Quran, whereas Muhammad's mentioned 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to look at Muhammad in a divine way. They're supposed to look at him like a man who delivered a message. But a lot of them want to copy the way he supposedly lived through the other extra books that they follow. They follow 2 extra books, the Hadith and the Sunnah. And so through following those other books, actually they're doing what their own religion says not to, because it's in the Quran not to do that. So you have to read up on this stuff because it's a long talk. This would take hours to show you verses and prove my point to you. But basically, people need to just read up on that. Currently, every single organized religion follows processes and compulsions and rituals, which is forbidden in every single religion if you actually look into it. So everybody thinks they're following things the right way, but they're not. And I'm not saying to do what's right and wrong, but don't be a hypocrite and follow and do something that your own religion says not to, like maybe burning people and killing women and children and burning Qurans and
I'm all for the not killing people and burning women and children.
Yeah, so am I. But the guys that claim to do this in the name of religion, they're absolutely wrong. You can read it yourself in the Quran. And they get these crazy radical ideas from those extra books. Just check on it. Check Hadith and Sunnah. Check follow Quran only. Check all that online. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, George, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. It all comes down to interpretation, doesn't it? You can open any holy book, be it the Quran, the Holy Bible. I guess Buddha has a book. I don't know what it's called. But I know any Bible on the first few pages will be a notation from those who interpreted it, saying they did their best to interpret what the old language and writings said. Mm-hmm. And that should tell you a lot right there, you know, because a lot of things can turn on a slight misinterpretation. So I think that's where a lot of people have problems with other folks who see it one way. For instance, you know, Muhammad Ali, with Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam. And by the way, Louis Farrakhan, despite a lot of his rhetoric and fiery speech, he's not a dumb guy. I wouldn't discount him. And
nor would I.
Thing that he says, because you hear that he's a racist, he actually makes a lot of sense. And I'll tell you, having worked in the city of Baltimore, the fellows with their bow ties and suits selling bean pies and papers, I'll tell you, if I had someone in the city who was in trouble and they couldn't find a cop, I'd say, go to them. They were never any problem. And you hear people complain about them, but they were fine people. Now, maybe they have certain ideologies about other races, but certainly I'll judge someone by their actions before I'll judge them by anything else. And there were never any problems in the city, at least in Baltimore. And from what I hear in other cities across the nation, they're not a problem here either.
Interesting. You're talking about the Nation of Islam.
Yes. And my point was, I got carried away with singing their praises, but my point was, they're not the same as Middle Eastern Islamic faith. They're really completely different, and it turns on, again, I think, an interpretation. In fact, Louis Farrakhan said he's a Muslim and a Christian. He says any good Christian is a good Muslim, and any good Muslim is a good Christian, but that's the Nation of Islam here in America. That's not the same as what's going on overseas.
That's true.
It's really a different way of life. And
I don't know how much they've changed. I was reading a biography about Malcolm X when I was in jail for civil disobedience. It was a newer one that had taken in some newer recordings and lots of new information about X's life. And it was interesting reading about the Nation of Islam, because I really didn't even know anything about them before I had started reading that book. And they were definitely not a nice group of folks back in the time when Malcolm X was involved with them. And they certainly didn't like Malcolm X falling away from their religion and kind of going towards a more orthodox Muslim or orthodox Islamic viewpoint. And, of course, Malcolm X changed quite a bit on how he saw other people and other races toward the end of his life. And it's supposed that the Nation of Islam did not appreciate that. So, you know, maybe they've mellowed out over the years, or maybe they're just not getting the same press that they once got for the things that they still believe.
I think your friend who called earlier, and I agree with Mark, you know, he was kind of wishy-washy with his interpretations and what he was saying about his religion. I think he's probably more Americanized than he realizes, and I think that's probably what happened with the Nation of Islam. You know, America is a unique place where people, if, you know, they give it a little bit of effort, kind of start to blend together, not completely. You know, it's not the mixing bowl, but it's a way of life where everyone can have equal standing and an equal chance, and at least that's what we strive for, and that's what our Constitution grants us. Now, we've fallen short of that many, many times, but that's what makes this country unique. But if you have people that come here that want to change that, and I think that's what you're seeing now with certain groups, I think that's where you're going to have a problem. You got to come here and want to be an American and enjoy the American experience. If not, I don't know why you would come here unless you want to cause trouble.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as the assimilation aspect. You know, I'd like to see any group that comes here with a desire for assimilation to, you know, be, you know, you want to come to America, let's be what America's about, as opposed to bringing what it is that you're about here and, you know, attempting to create enclaves and stuff like that. But America has managed to survive a lot of enclaves, Little Italy, you know, Little China.
That makes America great, but you can't balkanize because that's what will break America apart.
Tom, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-453. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
It wasn't until nearly the end of his life when Malcolm X went on a Hajj to Mecca that he rejected the racism of his the person he was a follower of, Elijah Muhammad, who was
a racist.
That's why he lost his life. The gangbangers topped him. But anyway, I almost know zero so-called Christians that have ever said or believed that you're going to hell if you don't believe Jesus is God. And that's a perversion of and an insult and a smear to decent Christians, Ian, minister. That is, you probably
I don't think I said that tonight.
You did.
But there are Christians
anyway,
who think that.
Me,
hold on, I think that is what Christians think, that you're going to hell.
What I said was this: if you reject the Holy Spirit, you'll.
You're specific about the Holy Spirit, and that's called blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's very clear in the Bible that that's what the one unforgivable sin.
Okay, I don't know anybody that preaches you're going to hell if you don't believe Jesus is God. But anyway,
yeah, that's what Christianity is.
You must not know very many Christians. Thanks for the call. We're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. If you want to continue the theological discussion, we can do that then. Or Daryl will, because he'll be heading up the show tomorrow night. Meanwhile, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and check out Daryl at darylwperry.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.